Welcome to episode 4 of Hymn Sing Radio. I'm Craig Lewis from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department for the Canada and Bermuda Territory, and together we are going to sing songs all about praise. Let's start with the words of St. Francis of Assisi. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing Alleluia. Alleluia indeed. The Oxford Learner's Dictionary defines praise as words that show that you approve of and admire somebody or something. The hymn, In the Garden, which is more well known for its opening line, I come to the garden alone, is an example of praise in this way. Written in 1912 by C. Austin Miles, it allows us to focus on the attributes of God, His faithfulness, companionship, and presence. We are going to join together with the festival chorus on the stage of Roy Thompson Hall as we share in this beloved hymn.
Oh,
We now turn to the pen of Henry Francis Light, who lived from 1793 to 1847, for the hymn Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. While this is a well-known hymn, it is not Light's most famous. That honor would fall to his song Abide With Me, which we will hear on a future episode. In Praise My Soul, Light reminds us why the Lord is worthy of our praise. Horatio Spafford penned the words to our next hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, after multiple tragedies struck him and his family. The first two were the death of his four-year-old son and the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, which ruined him financially. Then, while his wife and four daughters were traveling to Europe ahead of him, their ship sank in a collision, and all four daughters were lost at sea. It was after this tragedy that Spafford wrote these famous words, Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. I think that Spafford understood how to praise God as our comforter and source of strength, no matter our circumstance. Perhaps this is best described in the 23rd Psalm, which many of you will be able to recite along with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. We thank two members of the Canadian Staff Songsters, vocalist Karen Gross, accompanied by Donna Harris, for recording that especially for this program. That was a blessing for sure. And now we are on to our last hymn. We will return once again to the stage of Roy Thomson Hall to join with a mighty throng as we sing, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Crown him Lord of all. I hope that today you will take every opportunity to praise the Lord in thought, word, and deed. For Hymn Sing Radio, I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.